quickly today. The fifth chapter and verse number 18 is a very familiar passage of scripture, very familiar. I know you've heard it time and time again, but I just wanted to, on this Sunday, amen, talk to you a few moments from that 18th verse of the fifth chapter of the book of 1 Thessalonians. And he just simply says, in everything, somebody say everything,
everything,
give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You may take your seat. In everything, give thanks. How often do we find ourselves prompting our children and other children and training them to say thank you? In fact, whenever they're offered a treat from a friend or an adult helps them out, we find ourselves even now saying, what do you say? In other words, you're supposed to say thank you. We wanted our children, as we raised them, to be respectful and use good manners, which is why we taught them to say thank you. But I wonder, I began to ponder and think about, in our attempt to produce properly mannered children, if we actually overlooked the thankfulness within thank you. There's a thankfulness within thank you. Did we bring our children to a place where thankfulness is more than just being polite, but a recognizable part of their personhood? And are we at a place where thankfulness is a recognizable part of our personhood? Thankfulness has to become a part of you. We live in a day and a time when I've never seen the like of so many ungrateful people. Amen. Look like the more you do for them, the more they want you to do for them. A few years ago, you all remember the Peanuts cartoon. Y'all remember that on Sunday morning papers, they had the cartoons. And we didn't have PlayStations and Xboxes and all of that, and cell phones. And so after church, the highlight, amen, of our day was Burger King and the cartoons, amen. And there was a Peanuts cartoon that pictured Charlie Brown bringing out Snoopy's dinner on Thanksgiving Day. But it was just his usual dog food in a bowl. And so Snoopy took one look at the dog food and said, this isn't fair, for the rest of the world is eating turkey with all the trimmings, and all I get is dog food. He said, because I'm a dog, all I get is dog food. But then he stood there, and he stood at his dog food, stared at it for a moment. And then he finally said, I guess it could be worse. He said, I could be a turkey. Y'all get it. Now there was very little joy in Snoopy's thankfulness, because his thankfulness was based on comparison. Come on here. His thankfulness was based on the fact that he was better off than the turkey. And so therein lies a small lesson in what we're supposed to really learn here is that when we're down in the dumps and full of complaints because life isn't fair, we should recognize that there are so many others far worse than we are. We should stop complaining. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, stop complaining. But But you need to understand something here, that when it comes to our thankfulness, the basis should never be that I am thankful that I'm not like her, or I'm thankful that I'm not like him. I'm so thankful that I don't have to live like that. Fact of the matter is, there were two men that went up into the temple to pray one day. You know the story, the Pharisee and the sinner. And the Pharisee did, his prayer was based on a comparison. His prayer was, God, I'm glad that I'm not like that sinner over there. And so thankfulness is so much more than a comparison of our situation to someone else's. Thankfulness is so much more than having enough food to eat, a nice warm home to live in. It's more than good health or financial security, simply because each of these circumstances can be taken from us in an instant. How many of y'all know you could be on top today and you could be on the bottom tomorrow? I just want to talk a few minutes because everything could be going well one minute, but all it takes is a phone call. Come on, talk to me. All it takes is a trip to the doctor's office. All it takes is going into work and finding a pink slip rather than your timesheet. And so all of this can change in an instance. And so thankfulness is a state of being. I need you to hear me. It's a state of being. It's a way of life. And we usually fail to live in a state of thankfulness because we take everything for granted. You know good and well, we love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with everything that's within us, but we take God for granted. We're like the world traveler who has been everywhere and have seen everything and takes for granted the blessing and the beauty of all that he has seen. We have become so accustomed to our blessings that we fail to get excited, and it fails to generate thankfulness. Why? Because we take it for granted. We take the air that we breathe for granted. We lay down last night with the assurance that God was going to wake us up this morning. We take all of that for granted. Someone said that if the stars came out only once a year, everybody would stay up all night just to behold them. But we have seen the stars so often that we don't bother to even look at them anymore. When was the last time you just walked outside and gazed up at the sky to see the beauty of the stars? When was the last time you looked at the stars and revelation came to you from the book, the word God told Abraham that I'm going to bless you more than the numbers of the stars? When was the last time you looked out and saw the moon, whether it was a half moon or whether or not it was a full moon, and begin to thank and praise God? When was the last time you wasn't in such a rush when you got up early in the morning and you was already late for work? But when was the last time you admired the sun rising and the sun setting? All of that is the handiwork of God, yet we take it all for granted. We have grown accustomed to our blessings, and quite frankly, we've just become spoiled. Look at your neighbor and say, spoiled brat, spoiled brat. That if God don't do it the way you want him to do it, you pouting and you're mumbling and you're complaining. But look where the Lord has already brought you from. Every now and then you ought to look back over your shoulder. Amen. When the devil said no, God said yes. When the devil said you wouldn't, God said that you would. When the devil said you couldn't, God said that you could. When the devil said you was getting ready to go under, God said you're not going under. Hallelujah. When the devil had dug pits and snares for our feet, but then the word told us that God goes before us and he makes the crooked places straight. How many of y'all know we got everything to thank God for? And so when you look at our scripture text, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Our scripture text, amen, we are told that we ought to give thanks. Now don't miss it. In all things. Everybody say in all things. How can we thank God for the terrible trials, such as accidents, such as death, such as sin? Well, guess what? We don't thank him for that, because this is not what this text is telling us here today. What God means is simply this, is to thank him for his presence and his power as we walk through the trials and tribulations of life. God, I don't thank you that I lost my loved one. I don't thank you. I'm hurting. I'm grieving. I'm confused. I'm a little mixed up right now. So I don't thank you for that. But I thank you for your power. I thank you for your sustaining grace. I thank you because you are a God of comfort and that you are a God of peace. I don't thank you. I don't thank you because I'm sick, but I thank you because I know that you are my healer. I don't thank you because I'm broke. Are y'all following me? I don't thank you because I'm broke, but I thank you because you will supply every one of my needs according to your riches up in glory. So when he said give thanks in everything, he's saying you ought to just thank him for his presence. Thank him for his power. Thank him because he's promised that he never leave us nor will he forsake us. And then he tell us how it's possible, because it's in Christ Jesus. Y'all ain't ready for no preaching. I said it's in Christ Jesus, and because it can't be within my own self, because sometimes it seems like I just have enough strength to put one foot in front of the other. Sometimes you may feel like you don't even feel like getting up out of the bed. Sometimes you want to cover your head and you want to tell everybody, leave me alone. But guess what? I can still be thankful, because in Jesus there is victory. And there's triumph overall, no matter how terrible the situation may seem. How many of y'all know we have victory in Jesus? Somebody, you ought to just put that out in the air and say, I have victory in Jesus. Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, that's okay. I still have my victory in Jesus. Thanks be to God who giveth us the victory, not just once, but again and again and again. And so therefore he says in everything. He did not say for everything. He says in everything give thanks. And so as we walk through all of what we got to walk through, you ought to thank God for the victory that he's given us through Christ Jesus our Lord. The devil might want you to feel like you are a defeated foe, but I stop back here to tell you, may not be where you desire to be, but just keep on holding on to God. Look at your name and say, keep on keeping on. There was an old church mother by the name of Mother Sherman, Mother Goldie Sherman. And she would say, "How you doing, baby?" And you say, "I'm doing fine." And all she would say is, "Honey, keep on keeping on." I want to tell y'all here today, just keep on keeping on. Why? Because we already have the victory. And notice that in everything, can I preach the Bible, y'all? In everything, we're supposed to give thanks. And while y'all trying to figure out what the will of God is for your life, is right here in our text. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And so what is the will of God? If you read the verse just prior to that, the will of God is that we would have jubilation. The will of God is that we'll have supplication. And the will of God is we have appreciation. Because the other verse says that we ought to have jubilation, because he says that we rejoice evermore. In other words, he said, no matter what you're going through, you better learn how to rejoice. That's why some of y'all in the shape you in now, because you allow the devil to bind you and to quench the spirit of God. He says, rejoice evermore. And then he turns around as if that wasn't good enough instruction. He says, again, I say rejoice. Why? Because he wants us to have jubilation. And then he wants us to have supplication, because he say, pray without ceasing. In other words, I'm going to dance a little bit, then I'm going to pray. I'm going to sing a little bit, then I'm going to pray. I'm going to praise God for a while, and then I'm going to pray. He says, you got to have jubilation. Rejoice evermore. You have to have supplication. Pray without ceasing. And then you have to have appreciation. And that is, give thanks in everything. You ought to thank God for the mountains. Thank God for the valleys. Thank God for the storms he's already brought you through. Because Andre Cross, if I never had a problem, then guess what? I never would know that God could solve them. And I would not know what it was to put my trust in him. If I never was sick, how can I tell you that God is a healer? If I've never been broke, how can I testify that God will supply all your needs? God, I thank you for every trial. I thank you for every tribulation. Hey, how many of y'all know we have a lot to thank God for? You ought to tell your neighbor, you got a lot to thank God for. You better quit sitting up in here thinking about what you got to go through next week and all sour looking. The devil is a liar. I don't care nothing about that pain in your body. You still ought to thank God. Thank God I got pain in my body. Hallelujah. I'm not going to compare it to nobody. Oh, y'all miss. I'm not going to say that. I could be worse off than somebody else. That's not why I thank him for the pain. But I thank him because even when I ask him to remove it, God will tell me my grace is sufficient. God will let me know I'm still with you. God will let me know, Sister Diane, I'll never leave you nor will I forsake you. I stopped by here and I'm almost finished, believe it or not. I stopped by here to let y'all know we have a whole lot to be thankful for. Don't let the devil deceive you and make you feel like you're the only one going through. You're the only one in the struggle. You're the only one that's being pushed from pillar to post. You're the only one being tempted. You're the only one that have family problems. You're the only one that have friends problem. You're the only one that have children problem. Somebody ought to shout, the devil is a liar. I got a lot to thank God for. Well, can I name a few things I want to thank him for? I can be thankful that God is a good God. Anybody know that God is a good God? I should have heard, yes, he is. Why? Because God is good all the time. David said in Psalm 106:1, he says, praise the Lord. He said, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures endures forever. And so I can thank him because he's a good God. I can be thankful for God's unfailing love. In Psalms 107:8, he says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for man. I stop back here to let somebody know God loves you. You ain't heard it all year long. Y'all ain't gonna help me. Ain't nobody told you that they loved you. You sad about that. But guess what? God loves you. Help me preach and tell your neighbor, God loves you. God loves you. He may not love what we involve ourselves with, but guess what? He still loves us. He loves me in my weakness. He loves me in my strength. He loves me when I'm up. He loves me when I'm, can I encourage myself this morning? He loves me when I'm tired. He loves me when I'm full of strength and energy. God loves me. No greater love had no man than this, that he would do what? Lay down his life for his friend. And then Paul turned around and said, who shall separate us from the love of God? In other words, what Paul was saying was simply this: what or who can stop God from loving me? Hallelujah. And then he finally came to the conclusion that height nor depth, things present, things to come, it shall not stop God from loving me. Even when, even when we don't love God the way that God desires for us to love him, even when we're not faithful to God, I stop back here to tell you, God still loves you. Even when we doubt God, God still loves us. And so we could be thankful for the love of God. And not only am I thankful for his love, but Psalms 145 and verse 18, I can be thankful that God is always near me. The devil is a liar to make you feel like you're all by yourself. You know, sometimes the devil will make you feel like you don't have nobody to talk to. And then even when you have somebody to talk to, the devil will make you feel like they're not concerned about what you are going through. But I stop by to let somebody know up in here today that you ought to be thankful because the Lord is near. He says, call on me and I will answer you, and I will show you what great and marvelous things. How many of y'all know he's near? He said the Lord is near unto all that call on him, and to all who call on him in truth. In other words, Lord, I'm calling on you, but I don't have no attitude when I come before you to call on you. I'm not calling on you like you owe me anything, because fact of the matter is I should have been cut off yesterday. But Lord, I'm glad that you're near me, and I can call on you. And then Psalm 118:21, I'm preaching a book. He said you can be thankful for all of the prayers that God have answered. David said, Lord, you answered me. And I want to know, is there anybody up in here? Your testimony is, God, you've answered my prayer. Let me preach over here for a second. Is there anybody on the left hand side that can declare, I called on him and the Lord answered me? He's a prayer answering savior. It's nothing like calling on him and knowing that he will answer prayer. We need to bring some of them old songs back, that if you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. He's a prayer answering savior. He will, anybody remember that? He will answer prayer. Not only am I thankful that God is a prayer answer, but I thank him. I thank him for the Bible. I don't know about y'all, but this is the best book that I've ever read in my life. You're reading everything else, but this is the book of books. I thank you because David said, at midnight I get up and I give you thanks for your righteous word. Thank you for your word. Your word is a keeper. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my pathway. I don't want to do it, y'all, but your word, I've hid it in my heart that I might not sin against you. Your word is like a hammer. It'll break up everything that's not like God. Your word is like fire. It'll burn up everything not like God. Your word is truth. God, I thank you. I thank you for your word. Not only do I thank him for the Bible, but I thank him for my eternal home. Brother Paul says, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that this old world is not my home. I'm just a pilgrim. I'm just a stranger. I'm traveling through this barren land, but I've got a home. Anybody got a home? I've got a home in yonder city. He's gone away to prepare a place for me. Not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. But I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I'm coming back again just to receive you unto myself. My mother's there. My father's there. My grandparents are there. I got a couple of brothers there. I got a granddaughter there. I gotta close, but God, I thank you, because one of these old days, it won't be long, you gonna look for me. I'm gonna be gone. Where you going? I'm going where the wicked cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest. All of the saints of the ages will sit at his feet and be blessed. Say yes. Let me close. But something had to happen. Something had to happen for me to make heaven my eternal home. God, I thank you for your gift. I thank you for your indescribable gift that while we were yet sinners, thank you, you sent your son. Thank you, your son died. Thank you, they buried him. Thank you that on the third day, somebody say, Sunday morning, he got up. Thank you for my salvation. Thank you for my deliverance. Thank you that by grace we are saved through faith. Thank you. It's not of ourselves. Thank you. It's a gift from God. It's a good thing. Tell your neighbor, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises to his name. I gotta thank you. Way down in my soul. It's all down here. It's all down here. Woo! It's all down here. I gotta thank you. And it's way down in my soul. Because I got so much to thank God for. I know y'all young folk don't know this. But if I could not say a word, y'all know this? If I couldn't say a word, if I couldn't say a word, I just wave my if I couldn't say a word, if I couldn't say a word, if I couldn't say a word, I just wave my They said one day a mute boy came in church. He sat in the back of the church. And they were singing, if I couldn't say a word, he got happy. If I couldn't say a word, he got real happy. If I couldn't say a word, he reached in the pipe and got some matches, and he started striking.